Time now for StoryCorps. 50 years ago next week, postal workers went on strike. It was one of the biggest strikes in federal government history. Tom Germano was one of the leaders. He was a letter carrier from New York City. Germano delivered mail on the same streets he played on as a kid. He came to StoryCorps with his son, Thomas.
My first day on the job, they sent me out with a bag full of mail to deliver to an apartment complex. And there's mail on the floor, and there's mail sticking out of boxes. And then on each box, there's often more than one name. There are similar names, J. Smith or A. Smith, or just says Mr. Smith. And I couldn't find half the names, and I wanted to cry. I was going to just sit down and say, I can't do this. But once you learn it, you could almost do it with your eyes closed. One time I was collecting the mail, there was a big draft, and at least one or more of the letters fell down the elevator shaft. And I climbed down the elevator shaft and saved the mail, you know. I mean, it's a big responsibility. You know, back then, the mail was sanctified. I loved the job, but almost everybody worked a second job. You just couldn't afford to raise a family and work there. If you had three children, you were eligible for welfare and food stamps, which was embarrassing to most people.
Can you describe the first day of the strike?
Picket lines were set up at midnight at 12:01, and we didn't know if we'd have any support. And I get emotional now. The people that we delivered the mail to, the people in my neighborhood, they came and brought us coffee and cake and how are we? And are we okay? You know, the public was very supportive because you knew them. You had a relationship with them. We shared their lives. That mood was contagious. It was like a collective mind. Everybody pretty much walked out. It had shut down Wall Street, the banks, but we did not like not delivering the mail. We know what we deliver is important. Sometimes you have to do a moral thing and a dignity thing, and that's how I'd like to be remembered. Somebody who helped people when he could.
That was Tom Germano, who helped lead the postal strike of 1970. After 8 days, postal workers won higher wages. Tom's recording will be archived along with hundreds of thousands of others at the Library of Congress.